Welcome to this introduction for the audio described performance of Kiss of the Spider Woman, a brand new production of Candor and Ebb's musical, adapted by Terence McNally and directed by Paul Foster. The performance is on Thursday, the 14th of May at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 6 p.m. The production lasts for 2.5 hours, including a 20-minute interval, and will be described by Jake Hayes and Megan Brooks. This introduction lasts for around 11 minutes and contains information about the set, props, characters and costumes, followed by theatre information and content guidance. Set and props. The story largely takes place in an Argentinian prison in the 1970s. At regular intervals, we escape a grim prison cell for the glamour of Golden Age Hollywood movies through stories told by prisoner Molina to his cellmate Valentin. The prison cell is a bare space, taking up the front part of the stage. Two simple metal-framed beds, made up with white bedding and rough blankets, are placed around a metre apart at a diagonal angle. Behind is a 10-foot wall of imposing metal bars, which slide open in the middle to create a cell entrance. The sole piece of decoration is a poster hung on the bars featuring the movie star Aurora. Around 10 feet above the cell bars is a metal walkway, along which guards patrol. It is accessed by a ladder and has railings to waist height. Spider webs hang above the walkway and are only noticeable in a certain light. Behind the cell is a narrow corridor lit by overhead spotlights. The rear wall changes depending on the setting. It acts as the rough concrete wall of the prison, is transformed into a wood-paneled backdrop of an actor's dressing room, and becomes a lavishly curtained space used for musical numbers. It also becomes the cobwebbed lair of the Spider-Woman herself. All of these backdrops are created using projection, and a flickering effect is sometimes used to suggest film reel. These are broken into two giant-sized frames spanning the entire height of the space, with perforation holes along the edges. Suspended above the cell is a square platform, around 7 feet by 7. Crisscrossing bars on its base represent the ceiling of the cell. An overhead spotlight sends diffuse light through the bars onto the floor, creating silhouettes. Its function changes as it rises and falls, becoming overhead lights in the prison infirmary, or a platform for the Spider Woman to perform on. Light bulbs and three LED strip lights around its edges create a dazzling display for dance numbers. Lighting is used in a number of ways to transform the space. Four floor-to-ceiling LED strip lights border the cell and are intersected by horizontal bands above the cell walls, creating a border. These change colour throughout and flash or pulsate during dance numbers. In one scene, an open-sided booth on casters is used as part of a dance. It has vertical LED strips on each corner, with horizontal lights connecting across the top. Elsewhere, spotlights pick out individuals during performances, monologues, or a prison break. Smoke billows through the lights for added atmosphere. Bulky mounted studio lights are also wheeled on during musical numbers. The Kiss of the Spider Woman features a live band who are positioned offstage, their music amplified into the auditorium. Characters and costumes. Aurora is an actress from the Golden Age of Hollywood who is conjured up in Molina's imagination. In her early 50s, she appears ageless in the many parts she plays. She is 5'3", with a slender, athletic build, and has finger-waved hair in a short crop. At first, her hair is blonde, but whilst the style remains the same, the colour changes to match her outfits. She has elfish features in an oval face, with large hazel eyes heavily defined in black eyeliner and a wide smile. Her lavish outfits are a stark contrast to the bleak prison environment. They include a green and black costume with a sequined bodice and huge wing-like ruffs down each arm, completed with a short, ruffled skirt, green boots, and green hair. Another outfit consists of a long flowing silver sequined white dress with feather trim down the sides and hem. Aurora's costumes always include matching gloves, which often have long sparkling nails on the fingertips. She moves with grace and flair, and when she dances, it is with energetic precision and effortless high kicks. Spider-Woman is one of Aurora's characters. She wears a figure-hugging black sequined outfit with a velvet corset that gives her torso an insect-like appearance. She sometimes adds a floor-length heavy skirt that parts at the front. Her gloves are black, and she has matching hair and lipstick slicked onto a dangerous smile. Her movements are predatory and spider-like. Molina is a gay prisoner who shares a cell with Valentin. He is a svelte, white male, 5'11" tall, and in his early 20s. His brown hair hangs in ringlets to the top of his ears, which he keeps swept off his forehead with a fabric headband. He has big blue eyes, a pouting mouth, and a large gold hoop in his left earlobe. Molina wears an olive-green high-necked vest top with flowing fabric down the front and loose tan trousers. Over this is a pale pink-flowered satin robe that he swooshes around himself with flair. He has flat silver shoes and moves with the grace and poise of his favourite movie star, Aurora. He uses a fan as an extension of his feelings, flicking it out theatrically to cool his face when angry or upset. Valentin is a political prisoner who shares a cell with Molina. He is a white man in his mid-30s, 5'10" tall, with a heart-shaped face, piercing blue eyes, and a short, dark beard. His dark brown hair is curly and swept off his face. He has an athletic build, and his movements are wary, with bursts of energy and aggression. He holds tension in his upper chest, which softens as his relationship with Molina develops. Valentin wears a white vest under a grey shirt, with the sleeves rolled up, charcoal jeans and black leather boots. His face is often patched with blood from mistreatment in the prison. The prison warden is a tall man in his 40s with short black hair, dark eyes and a tidy beard. The warden wears the dark blue-grey uniform of the prison with a matching tie and black peaked guard's hat. He has black leather shoes and a mass of keys swing from his belt. He moves with a confident swagger and often appears on the walkway above, looking down onto the prison floor. Working under the warden's command is a guard in his mid-30s. He's 5'5", with light brown skin, black hair in a military cut, brown eyes and a square jaw with a sneering mouth. He has a diamond stud in his left ear and wears a blue-grey prison uniform. He sometimes carries a long baton and moves with an unpredictable, aggressive energy. Molina's mother is a white woman approaching 50, 5'4", with a curvy frame and brown curls that hang past her shoulders. She has brown eyes and a gentle face. Her clothes are all brown and include a sweater with the sleeves rolled up and a knee-length skirt. When we first meet her, she moves with grace and ease. Later, her movements are more tired. Marta is Valentin's girlfriend and first appears in his imagination. She's 5'6", with olive skin and a slender frame. Her long, dark brown hair is curly, and she wears it partially tied off her face with a fringe. Her large brown eyes are set in a heart-shaped face. She wears a long-sleeved, white blouse with a tied bow at the neck, and a knee-length, dark brown skirt with buttons running down it. Marta has a gentle demeanour. The ensemble play additional characters, including prisoners dressed in dark trousers and grubby, once-white vests, or snazzily costumed backing dancers to Aurora. Cast and credits. Anna Jane Casey is Aurora and Spider-Woman. Fabian Soto Pacheco plays Molina. George Blagden is Valentin. The Warden is portrayed by Jay Rincon. Damien Buhajar is the prison guard. Tori Scott is Molina's mother. Gabriela Garcia appears as Marta. Alex Pinder, Jess Buckby and David Fianori are ensemble, with Reese McGowan as Swing. Musicians. Dan Glover is musical director and plays the keys. Drums and percussion are provided by Isis Dunthorne. Tamia Smith is bass. Kevin Vendrihovsky plays trumpet. Sarah Davis is cello. Hannah Corcoran plays reeds. Additional percussion provided by Callie Hoff. Credits. Based on the book by Manuel Puig. Lyrics by Fred Ebb. Music by John Kander. Directed by Paul Foster. Joanna Goodwin is choreographer, set design is by David Woodhead, Howard Hudson, lighting design and video design and creation, Andre Goulding. Kiss of the Spider-Woman is a co-production from Curve Theatre Leicester, the Bristol Old Vic and the Mayflower Theatre Southampton. Content guidance. Contains adult themes, brief nudity, scenes of simulated abuse and torture, homophobia, references to sexual violence, replica gun and gunshot, strobe and flashing lights. Access information. The Bristol Old Vic is accessible through the theatre's main entrance on King Street. Please note that the street is cobbled. Full access information for the Bristol Old Vic can be found at https://bristololdvic.org.uk/your-visit/access/general-access-information. If you need any further assistance, for example, if a visit to the theatre in advance of the show would help you, or you'd like more details on content, then either contact the box office on 0117 987 7877, 1pm to 6pm Monday to Saturday, or email access@bristololdvic.org.uk. That's the end of this audio introduction. We hope you enjoy the show.